Fire season in Montana, that time of year when wildfires and man-made conflagrations consume thousands of acres of forest and grassland, means a persistent haze obscures the highlands across the Summit Valley from the Butte Hill. Air quality during fire season is a persistent concern for residents of the Big Sky State, especially in cities surrounded by land that's been impacted by drought. 16 counties in western Montana have been declared severely dry by the Montana Governor's Drought and Water Supply Advisory Committee, with another 23 counties extremely dry or exceptionally dry in the eastern part of the state. These dry conditions increase the risk of wildfires, which in turn generate the smoke that Butte residents are exposed to on a daily basis. To learn more about the actual effects of this smoke on human health, I spoke with Kristen Martin.
I'm the air quality meteorologist for the state of Montana, and so I take all the information from our air quality monitors each day and write up a synopsis of what the current air quality is, where the fires are, and then a forecast of what it looks like will happen in the days to come. So I really try and give the public as much information as I can about how long the smoke's going to last and where the air quality is good and bad. So right now in Butte, air quality is unhealthy. So during times when air quality is unhealthy, we find that sensitive groups such as people with asthma and the elderly really need to take precautions with outdoor activities, and then the general population should listen to their own bodies and talk to their doctors about what activities are appropriate given the levels of smoke.
That unhealthy classification means the average amount of particulate matter in the air today will exceed 45 micrograms per cubic meter, well above the national ambient air quality standard. Martin also said this year's fire season in Montana is shaping up to be a significant one, with less smoke coming from neighboring states, and it's far from over.
You know, this year has certainly been going on for quite a while. It started pretty early in late July. We started to see some real significant impacts near the active fires. As far as how it relates to other seasons, it's hard to say right now in the middle of the season. We certainly have had bad smoke years in the past. 2015, for instance, we had a lot of smoke coming over from Washington, causing widespread poor air quality. This year, there's a bigger focus on the fires right here causing the poor air quality, with less smoke being transported in from other areas.
Those concerned about their exposure to wildfire smoke can stay up to date on the Department of Environmental Quality's website for air quality. That's at todaysair.mt.gov. Just look for Wildfire Smoke Outlook at the top of the page. For KBMF, I'm Clark Grant.